It's Andy and Kat. It is Magic 95.1 WAJI. Here we are on a Friday, top of the hour. We always get to what's trending with our news. Wind advisory in effect today. 20 to 45 mile an hour wind gusts. We'll look at our weekend forecast coming up. Top story today is O.J. Simpson. Of course, the actor, former football star, and probably most infamous with the murder trial, passed away yesterday at the age of 76 due to cancer. It's been 30 years this calendar year, this spring, since O.J. Simpson's notorious white Bronco chase captivated every media outlet. Other things that were going on in the world in the spring of 1994 include Michael Jackson married Lisa Marie Presley. Of course, both have since passed. The Lion King was big in theaters. The biggest kid sensation, they were watching the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. What I find interesting, and I don't really understand the legalese, is that OJ died, still owing the Goldman family more than $100 million in interest because he never really paid up what he was owed during the civil trial that he did lose.
I wonder what his net worth is. Like, I wonder if there's even any money there.
I mean, the guy was just, like, golfing and retired and going to, like, Bills games and playing golf. I mean,
he didn't have, like...
And then he was in prison for, you know, ordering a hit.
Was it, like, 9 years he went to prison?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he was ordered longer, but anyway. I just don't understand it all, and mm-hmm. I don't understand where garnishing of wages and assets takes place. The scam is going around again. If you pick up the phone and someone on the other end is asking, can you hear me, and you don't know them, hang up. It's a scammer. They're trying to record you saying yes. They'd use that voice recording as authorization for stuff that you really don't want to authorize. Indiana's very own David Letterman turned 77 today. That's what's trending now with our Magic 95.1 news. Andy and Kat, it's Magic 95.1 WAJI. Some people say the most eligible Hoosier is back on the market.
If
that headline grabs you, it's because they're referring to Golden Bachelor Gary, who does live here in the listening area. And he mm-hmm. actually has reported to Kat that he listens to our show.
Yeah.
Although he disdains my laugh, which he's not the only one.
That's okay.
He shared today on Good Morning America that his 3-month marriage to the woman he chose on the show, Teresa, who lives in New Jersey, is dissolving. They're getting a divorce because they can't figure out where to live and that family proximity matters. I do believe Gary has a property here and then has daughters in Iowa. And then, of course, Teresa lives out in Jersey and has family there. Here's some of their statement that they released in an exclusive on Good Morning America that now means the most eligible Hoosier could be back on the market.
Teresa and I have had a number of heart-to-heart conversations, and we've looked closely at our situation, our living situation, and so forth. And we've kind of come to the conclusion mutually mm-hmm. that it's probably time for us to dissolve our marriage.
Get a divorce.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
3 months after getting married.
Yes.
Yes.
You could imagine what the reaction's going to be. I'm sure you've already imagined what the reaction's going to be.
Yeah.
It was. They go on to recap the relationship as I just did. It is a kind of a tongue-in-cheek joke because Kat. I don't think you were hitting on him, but you understood his charisma.
I do understand his charisma.
You understand the appeal that when he is in your presence, even though you may not be interested in him.
He's very calm. He's calm. He's put together. There's not a lot of drama that comes along with him.
He was an attentive listener.
He does listen.
Yeah.
And I don't know. He just has there's something charming about him, which is probably why he was picked for the show.
Right. It's all the things that whatever you're saying you got in person was the reason why he was cast.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to be, at least he's scheduled to be, doing a meet and greet with the Tin Caps this season. It's like, I think he's passing out roses and people who want to meet him. And
that's awesome.
So now that that was already scheduled when he was married.
Right, right.
And now that this is going around.
Now that this news broke, we're going to have women from all over coming to see Gary.
Maybe. I mean, yeah. I guess all I'm saying with I think you were in his presence. You saw his charm.
And I
you
did.
Can understand
yep.
why.
Totally understand it now.
It could be somewhat alluring to women.
Kat, I just love your dialogue on the show, but sometimes when Andy does that crazy laugh, maybe not so much. Hi, this is Gary Turner. You're listening to Andy and Kat on Magic 95.1.
Yeah, news broke about an hour ago. 3 months after getting married on ABC, they plan to divorce. Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. Kat's having a little bit of a day. She came in here a little disheveled.
A little bit. You pointed it out to me, though, like a good
friend
would do.
Yeah. As I told her politely, and I don't mean offense by it, I just...
No, you're very honest.
I think it meant any... I could tell you were off today, and you have been. Admittedly, you've been a little off, which is fine. We have these days. It's okay. You
right.
can lean into the fact that you're a little off. In fact, it just looks like you missed a step.
Yeah, yesterday I had a little bit of, I guess frustration would be the key word. I've only been waiting like weeks and weeks to get my yard in. So they finally put the yard in before the massive flood that we just had, right? So they put in topsoil, they covered it with straw. It was nice and smooth, all leveled out, mm-hmm. secured with a nice blanket of seed. And then I come home yesterday and it looks like a marching band had trampled through my yard as they decided to mark the utilities in my yard on the wettest day of the year that we've ever had.
Because
so,
once the yard starts to, I don't know, now that you've got that step done, the fence is the next thing. And
yeah.
they came out to make sure they didn't puncture a utility line.
Right.
And so you have sunken footsteps that look like the Scooby-Doo gang was trying to follow the footprints to the killer.
Right. All the way through my yard.
All the way through your yard.
I'm just like, what in the world happened to my yard? You know, bottom line, I paid thousands of dollars to get new grass in my yard, only that when it comes up, it's not going to come up in all areas, and it's not going to grow at the same height as normal yards would grow.
I have to tell you, I have really worked on my anger and my temper in my life, and I'm telling you, while I, too, would be unnerved by what happened because of the money spent.
The money spent and the time and it's the effort.
But it's just dirt.
It's just grass.
And raising grass as a father of a yard... Mm-hmm. Never mm-hmm. stops.
Well, I was hoping.
I guess my point is just because you planted it today doesn't mean your yard problems will ever end. It's like your house problems. A house settles, you get a crack down a wall,
yeah.
you find a basement. I mean, you're never done fixing a house, ever. There's always something. You'll never get ahead of it.
You're right, Andy. And normally I'm the optimistic one on this show. But yesterday you sent me a text back that was like, Kat, it's just grass. It's okay.
It'll be, I mean, I understand. I
was
get it.
Very frustrated yesterday.
I totally get it. But it's something that is fixable.
Yeah, you're right. It is.
I mean, it's just
roll it out when it dries out and then,
and
you know, replant a little bit of grass again.
You'll never be done planting anyway. Yeah, I mean, there's always patchwork and...
All right.
I'll listen to you this time. Given your history of in
luck in life.
I mean, you're going to end up burning grass. You'll put turpentine
much,
over it, fertilizer.
No, but too much fertilizer
yes.
on it. It'll torch the
that's,
grass,
I mean,
and I'll have to start all over
that's
again.
That's all I'm saying. It's that all of this is down the road anyway. What's a few thousand footprints?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Seriously, few thousand footprints just went through my yard, and I just planted it.
It does appear as if there was one of the area bands holding a drumline tournament in your yard. Yes, that's a good way of putting it. Vera Bradley. Entry into any of the ticketed sessions that are coming up for the Vera Bradley outlet sale. And we have a Vera Bradley tote bag, right?
Yeah, it's a Vera Bradley tote. It's nice, too. It's like this really nice navy color. Love it.
Call into our show now if you want to play. We're going to play Know the Show, which is Kat and I. Well, I think just Kat today. Kat's going to ask you questions, and the answer to the question is either Andy or Kat. That's it. So it's just stuff about us, character traits, storylines that you maybe have heard us talk about on the show. It's a segment that rewards listening. And frankly, you can still guess your way to victory.
I mean, you have a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, that's it. On each question, yeah. We have three questions today. You get the first one right, you get to keep going. If at any point you get one wrong, you guys know how we do. We go to the next caller on the line, who's ever on the line that successfully answers the third and final question today. We'll pick up the Vera Bradley prize pack that we put together. Again, if you love Vera, just a reminder, over on our Facebook page each and every day, as we said, we have a Name the Pattern contest that's going on our Facebook page, Magic 951. Okay? All right. Man, TV theme songs, where did they go?
I know. This is great.
So good.
This one and the Cheers one.
Yeah. All right, let's get started here this morning. It's Andy and Kat. Go ahead and turn your radio down just a little bit.
Hi.
Oh, let's. How long can the echo go?
Let's turn the radio down just a smidge.
All right, go ahead and turn your radio down. Who is this?
This is Rachel.
Rachel. Hi, Rachel, is there any way you can get the radio down or off just to help the team?
Is that better?
Oh, yeah, that's much better. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, it also helps you. You can hear us better.
Yeah.
Anyway, doesn't matter. All right, are you versed, ready to go?
I am.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. Know the show, question one. Kat, take it away.
All right, question number one. Which member of the show was concerned about animals going blind during the eclipse?
Kat.
That is correct. That is correct.
I mean, even if you didn't listen to that segment, there's one of us that sounds like. All right, Rachel, question two. Go ahead.
Question two. Which member of the show had their Social Security number stolen?
Okay, good.
Kat.
No.
Oh, no.
I know, Rachel. All that of switching your Bluetooth off.
Yeah.
I know.
Rachel. I'm sorry. We have to go to the next caller.
We did just talk about it, like, the last segment. But it's all right. Andy and Kat, good morning. Hi. Who's this?
This is Carla.
Carla, you're picking up where listener Rachel
left off.
Question two of three on Know the Show. By the way, our number is 260-467-9500. Vera Bradley outlet sale tickets to any of the ticketed sessions and product up for grabs. Go ahead.
Okay, question number two, Carla. Okay, which member of the show had their Social Security number stolen?
That was Andy.
It was Andy.
Good job.
All right, here it is.
All right, this is for all the goods. Which member of the show thinks that it's not unusual to talk on the phone in the shower?
The key word is not unusual.
I'm sorry.
Not unusual. I am going to say that is Andy.
Oh, it's not.
No.
No.
Kat talks to her girlfriend daily. Well, about daily.
Oh, my God.
In the shower. Like, who does that? You know, it's like, hey, girlfriend.
Apparently her.
Yeah. So odd. It's like, can you wait 10 minutes? Let me scrub my parts and then I'll be back. You know what I'm saying? No, let's keep this conversation going.
I am a multitasker, Andy. Yeah. Oh, multitasker.
Gosh.
I get things done.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, let's go to the next call.
Andy and Kat, good morning. Hi. Go ahead and turn your radio down. Thanks for joining us midstream on Know the Show. What's your name?
Carolyn.
Kevin, bring it home, buddy. Vera Bradley product up for grabs. Kat, hit him with the question one more time.
All right, Kevin, which member of the show thinks that it's not unusual to talk on the phone in the shower?
Kat.
That is correct.
Kevin, I mean, since we just really got to meet you, and you only said two words on the radio, your name and Kat, and you won.
Yeah, congratulations.
But you think that's odd, right? It's just, I mean, it's not wrong. It's just unusual.
Weird.
Yeah, okay. You're not a naked shower talker, are you? I mean, with others?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, I'm looking for a Bluetooth speaker so that I can safely do it without getting my phone wet.
Is there any way that you think maybe you could take your meetings?
maybe not take them in the shower.
In the nude? I mean, is there any way? I think a lot of people do them clothed.
Look, I'm pretty busy. I am trying to do things.
We aren't surgeons.
I know.
We just blabber for a little bit and go home.
Okay,
All right. Grab Kevin's information there behind the scenes. Know the show. It's Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJR. Well, I have a health trend here that I'd like to share with the class, if that's possible. And because of Kat's sense of humor, and Kat's in a little bit of a mood today.
I am, just a little bit.
She's
started off real good when you said, what in the world happened to you?
You look
disheveled today.
Disheveled is the phrase. But I told Kat that she just looks like she missed a step today getting ready. Like, I can't necessarily put a...
Is it the sweatshirt I have on?
No,
is it the hoodie?
Just,
zip up thing?
No, I just see it in your face.
Oh, yeah. My eyes are a little puffy today.
No, I can tell. There's just your mood is off. But if there's one thing I know about Kat, I try to get this show back on the rails today, and good luck to that, is that Kat, again, loves juvenile humor. She has the sense of humor of a 14 or 15-year-old boy. A lot of Beavis and Butthead, giggity giggity jokes just make her happy. As you can see, as I set the segment up. And so I want to try to increase your mood.
Okay.
By sharing to you a health nugget that has been shared today. I know a lot of couples, after they have dinner, like to go for a walk. The term fart walk is trending after a cookbook author coined it on TikTok this week.
Yes, I saw that this week on TikTok.
She eats a lot of fiber and then goes for regular walks after she eats in an effort to pass gas outside to get, quote, things moving in the healthy digestive tract. Here is the woman describing her fart walk routine.
About 60 minutes after we've eaten, we put on our running shoes and off we go. Now, why do we do this? Well, we eat a lot of fiber, so we have gas. Everybody does. And you fart when you walk. So that's why I named it that. But the main reason that we do the fart walks is because by walking for as little as 2 minutes, we usually walk for about 10, 15, 20, but not really quickly. It's more of a moderate walk. We are helping reduce our chances of developing type 2 diabetes. So sign yourself up for fart walks.
By the way, if you're interested in this author, her name is Marilyn Smith.
Okay.
Queen of Fiber, as she has coined herself on social media.
Right.
Here's more about the fart walk.
I got a new way to walk. Walk, walk. I got a new way to walk. Walk, walk. I got a new way to walk. And my new walk feels me fine.
I can't make you not laugh at that. I'm over here just living my life.
You had to hold it in, Andy.
No, I didn't. I didn't find a lot of humor in that.
Not to laugh.
And then the minute I queued this up, Kat lost. You have tears in your eyes.
I got a new way to walk. Walk, walk. I got a new
See
way to
boy. Walk.
Is the longest, grossest.
Look at
no,
you.
I know. I am a mess now.